Last year, Michael Goffman, finance professor at the UW-Madison's Business School, and his TA started using Glass to record themselves grading assignments. He says the videos are like a lecture students can access from anywhere in the world.
Some of the final exams videos that we gave them feedback, it was up to 9 minutes. If you talk specifically to a student and point to his mistake for 9 minutes, it's almost like giving him a private lecture in some sense.
The UW School of Veterinary Medicine now has two pairs of Glass too, and uses them for everything from recording surgeries to hoof trimming out in the field. Dr. Jason Bleedorn works at the Department of Surgical Sciences at the vet school.
The first time wearing it through the OR, I definitely got a lot of looks and chuckles, and then it was like, you know, that was my thing. It's like, you know, I was the one coming down there wearing the glasses, and so. But since then, you know, these people that, you know, initially they were kind of poking fun. Now, you know, everybody else wants to use it.
But experts say these early adopters shouldn't get too carried away. Eric Carbaugh is a board member at the Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development.
What you don't want it to end up being is what a lot of experts call the, you know, the $1,000 pencil. Maybe we give kids tablets or Google Glass or whatever it might be, that there's this tech tool that you integrate in the classroom. And what you end up seeing is that those tech tools are essentially used to, you know, take notes.
Professors say they're looking forward to trying new things with the technology this year. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.